This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rain, rain, rain. Boy, did they need it, but not 3 months worth. Rain slams Dallas. So many underwater, so many rescues. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just a snapshot of what's happening in one area of these United States. What a week, weekend and a start to the week for the people in that area. In fact, there was a flood alert for 15 million Americans, so that was just one place, but it was really, really bad in Dallas. We've seen in Arizona the monsoons, what's happened there, and this time in Dallas you had these unbelievable water rescues where you can imagine this, right? A 1 in 1,000 year flood. I mean, no kidding. That's what they're billing it as. During an average summer, Dallas gets about 8 inches of rain. I know. I lived there for 15 years. They saw 15.16 inches of rain in one area of Dallas. So it was about water rescues. It was about flooding. It was absolutely undeniably intense for the people who live there. The lucky part of it is that there are reports of only one death that I could find so far at this point. Other than that, because you had people that had cars that were upended, you had streets and houses that were flooded. I mean, at one point overnight, the rainfall climbed to 3 inches an hour. So, of course, what are you going to do? You're going to have to abandon your car where it is. It's your only way to survive. And luckily, people did do that. But the Fort Worth Fire Department responded to 133 high water calls where they were stuck. Dallas responded to 186 high water calls and 314 car crashes. Needless to say, the area, the county, Dallas County, was declared a state of disaster. In the preliminary damage assessments, there is millions and millions and millions of dollars of damage. But unlike what we saw in Kentucky, there was so much loss of life. This was a different situation. We saw lots of stalled cars and trucks and whatnot and high water and debris, but not the loss of life. This is after an exceptional drought. So you go from the drought that they've had and the high temperatures to then this amazing wall of water. And that rain shifted east, and it's hitting east, the eastern part of Texas, northern Louisiana, and central Mississippi, all getting that on Monday night into Tuesday. I mean, look, Louisiana, Mississippi, so many listening to the show there, you're getting at least 6 inches of rain. I just looked at the weather map. Terrible, terrible flooding. And that's part of that 15 million underwater. Thank goodness people scrambled to help other people that were in those situations where they couldn't get out of cars and open car doors the best that they could, you know, et cetera. But, boy, when you see those overpasses and underpasses, I mean, overpasses flooded, just absolutely mind-boggling, because this is an area that was completely, think about this for a second, scorched earth. So no question flights were going to be canceled in a very big part of the country. 1,300 flights canceled Monday night, 7,400 flights delayed. You know, I look at that FlightAware track on the web, and you could see that they were being canceled, especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, which is like our fifth biggest airport, because of that rain. There's just no way, drenched, the heavy rains, the flooding, there's just absolutely no way they could get out of those airports. They had to cancel, and especially so many of the flights then going toward Louisiana or some of those other places that were getting hit. Same thing with Chicago. Chicago was deeply affected by that. And then there were 15% of the flights that were canceled in the three New York airports as well. So tough day for travel, a tough day for people on the ground, no question about it. I think the other big thing that's on people's minds, or at least being discussed, is what we said was going to happen this week. Were we going to know any more about that Mar-a-Lago raid, which, of course, is the home of the former president? And every day there's another piece to this story. The former prez filed a motion in federal court, or his lawyers did, on Monday, seeking what they call the appointment of a special master. Now, what is a special master? They review the materials that were taken by the Justice Department from the estate in that raid earlier in the month. Now, that motion would seek an injunction that would bar the government from any review, any further review of any of that material until the special master gets a more detailed receipt from the government of what was taken. And that motion, so the court will decide, requests an order from the judge to have the Justice Department return, this is a key part of this, any item seized that wasn't within the scope of the search warrant. Remember, there was the whole thing about, hey, they took my passports, where's my passports? And then they got them back. So what else was taken in that raid that should be returned immediately, if anything? That's what the special master would decide. I can't imagine they're going to deny that, but that hasn't been taken up yet. The motion was just filed. You know, it's only been a couple of weeks ago that there was this search. It seems like much longer ago because there's been so much flap over what happened with these classified documents and what is going to be happen. So the National Archives set this off. They retrieved 15 boxes of records that had been taken from to Mar-a-Lago when Trump left the White House last year. Then 2 months ago, the federal agents visited the mansion to retrieve more materials they believed had been failed to be turned over. And then there was the big event where you had guys with machine guns, etc., that went in and grabbed more of those documents in the August 8th raid. Shenanigans, something there, or absolutely nothing. We don't know. It is a big question mark at this point. That's why that special master would be pretty big. And also whether or not we're going to get to find out what was in the affidavit that led to the shakedown the third time of the former president's home. But that's for another judge to decide whether or not that's going to happen. There's a lot of shock and awe in a courtroom. And I say awe because really parents just completely horrified by their children being killed in Florida at that Parkland High School. An attorney for the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, said that, remember, he's accused of and charged with killing 17 people, said in her opening statements to the jury that his life needs to be spared. This is during the penalty phase of his trial, saying that this is what happened when he was born, that this was predetermined, saying that there is no defense to the crimes on the other side, but saying that we must understand the person behind the crime, that some of this and the reason for this is because of his birth mother, who was a drug and alcohol addict who drank and used drugs up until 6 weeks before Cruz was born. His attorney saying he was poisoned in the womb and his brain was irretrievably broken. Do you drink coffee? You might be paying more. Why? Oh, I got the answer to that riddle next.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
My coffee. Boy, do I need coffee in the morning. It is the very first thing, besides walking the dog, that I do. I have to have coffee. The dog has been known to wait on an extreme day of being super tired for me to get at least a few sips of the coffee before we're allowed to walk out the door. And luckily, Guinness does do that for me. He does wait, even if he doesn't want to. Well, the bad news is so much of that great coffee does come from Brazil, and it has gone up, up, up. You know, I've seen it. I've watched it climb up when I'm in the market, because whenever there's a sale, you can tell people scramble for the good stuff anyway. And most of it, all of it's gone up. So 20% since July of 2021. So we paid over 20% year to year, if you think about that. Extreme weather patterns, they say, is part of the problem for the farmers in some of those rich coffee-growing countries, which one of them is Brazil. And then labor problems is another part of this, too. So because of the weather, the drought, the frost impacted it. So all the way around, they got slammed by it. The warning is, just so you know, these beans, these precious beans for that cup of coffee are going to go even higher. And this is the scoop on Brazil. They produce 35.7 million bags of coffee in 12 months. 35.7 million, so think about it. They did produce closer to 50 million just a couple of years ago, so that's part of it, right? So the supply, demand, all of that shoots it up. So you look at what does that do to your cup of coffee when it filters down, so to speak, and you're going to pay more. The average pound, the average price for a pound of coffee in July, $6.11. $6.11. You know what it was last year? $4.56. Now, part of the population, a lot of you listening to me, get your cup of joe somewhere on your way into work. You do. You go to Wawa, you go to 7-Eleven, you go to your local coffee house, you go to Starbucks, wherever it is. So you can just imagine what Starbucks, how much they lap on to this. Do you skip the coffee shop and make your own brew? Will you save a couple of pennies that way? You could. Of course you could, because you won't be paying for the rest of it that goes into what a cup of coffee costs when you go somewhere. There's Dunkin' Donuts all over the place where I live. A lot of people like to go to Dunkin' Donuts, even McDonald's and all the fast food places. So you look at also the coffee belt or the bean belt. There are some, and that's that area I'm talking about. And there is, of course, a large coffee industry in Hawaii because of the growing conditions there. But Hawaii can't supply the whole country, and it's not going to be cheap anyway. And there are some other places in the U.S. that they grow these beans but cannot meet the demand of the kind of affordable price you're talking about. Listen, I'm thinking about growing coffee. With the weather that I'm in, maybe it'll work. Stay tuned for more on that, because I am a Java junkie. There's just no question about it. And really, it's just the first, it's the morning cup more than anything. I can absolutely skip later in the day. You know, some people are drinking a pot of coffee every single day. I'm not doing that. But it is so ingrained in my habits. And people have told me, well, why don't you just drink, you know, you're walking, why don't you just drink more water? No, it's not about the water. It's about the whole idea of the coffee. It's what, whether it's psychological or not, it's what it does for me. So I know that I have many brothers and sisters listening, not just in the U.S., because we have people listening, thank you very much, in the U.K. and Canada, in Australia, and so many other places. I know you can relate to this. You can relate to having that cup of coffee, right? I mean, one thing in my household that cuts down is the hubs, not a coffee drinker, could care less. In our entire 15-year marriage, I think he's where he's been super tired and we've been on the road somewhere, he'll take a sip maybe of the coffee. I mean, maybe it's amounted to two full cups, and that, think about 15 years, two full cups, but not a coffee drinker. So at least in our house, we definitely save in that direction. But it's a thing. Yeah, we talk about the price of gas, which has gone down, 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 thank goodness. And although there's rumors it could go up a little bit, but you're in your car, you're in your SUV, your truck, whatever it is you're driving around in, and you know you're stopping, I know you're out there, you're stopping and you're getting the coffee, and that's what's happening. You are paying way more. So over my cup of coffee, my way too expensive cup of coffee this morning after I walked Guinness, by the way, he's too restless. I was reading more about the daughter of this prominent Russian extremist who's very aligned with Vladimir Putin. He was killed in this suspected car bombing outside of Moscow on Saturday. They have actual video. It's kind of sad, where he's just holding his head in his hands because he realizes his daughter's in the car that has blown up. Supposedly, they switched cars at the last minute. He was supposed to be driving this Toyota, which his daughter, Daria Dugina, was in and was found dead. But at the last minute, they switched cars. So I think that's the mystery. initially when the story broke, it was like, why are they going after her to prove a point? You know, who is it? Who did it? But I think he was intended to be in that car, of course, and that's not what happened. Daria is a pro-Kremlin, or was, TV commentator. And, you know, they're saying that there was a statement really saying that this terrorist act by a Ukrainian Nazi regime is his nightmare because he's in complete shock. So now there's theories that are running rampant. Did Putin himself orchestrate the attempt to kill Dugin to drum up support for a war effort that's unpopular to Russians who are finding little bits and pieces of what's going on out? Because remember, they have state-run media, so there's not stories talking about what's happening in the Ukraine that aren't filtered through what the Kremlin is saying. But it is a curiosity as to what it is. Ukrainian officials of any kind are denying any involvement in this. And even Ukrainian President Zelensky is saying the bombing was the latest attempt in Russia at escalation in order to get an excuse for general mobilization for the war against Ukraine. And, you know, while we're here in the United States and all these other parts of the world trying to help the Ukrainian people, it's very sad what's happened there. There has been an outpouring from the very beginning of humanitarian aid. Nothing different is happening, meaning this has been since February, where I think time moves so fast. I think time in that area has gone so slowly. It's been awful for the people of Ukraine who have abandoned the country or are stuck in the country, and then others who are back in the country fighting, families that have been separated, etc. Just a little bit more about Dugin, by the way. The U.S. very familiar with him. They imposed sanctions on him in 2015 for being responsible or what they call complicit in actions or policies that threaten the peace, security, stability, or sovereignty or territorial integrity of Ukraine. So also think about that. 2015 is when the U.S. leveled that at him, way before any of this happened. But this is what the Ukraine has been dealing with really from the very beginning of their freedom. So now as they celebrate that, they're saying, okay, celebrate it in your own quiet way, because we don't want people to be any place where they can be targets. They're already targets, but more open area places where they could be targeted. You know, 9,000 of its troops in Ukraine have been killed since the Russia war began. So time has stopped, I think, for the people there. It is going so very, very, very slowly as this war drags on. And this is another piece of it. Your thoughts coming up. We're heading to the mailbag.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from looking at them until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary so Trump's constitutional rights are protected. The search warrant executed on his Florida estate that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeing whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Several media organizations hoping to get the search warrant affidavit disclosed were prepared for a letdown. The federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant on Trump's mansion lowered expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Tech companies sinking Wall Street at the close on Monday. This is USA Radio News. The suspect in a triple shooting in Midtown Atlanta was taken into custody at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Police say that the suspect targeted all three victims, two whom are dead and one who is hospitalized. Investigators say they also recovered what they believe is the weapon involved in the incident. Pfizer has asked federal regulators to authorize a new COVID-19 vaccine, which adds protection from newer Omicron variants. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is hoping to offer the booster shot to people age 12 and older. Shots could begin in a matter of weeks if the FDA signs off. Moderna is expected to file a similar application soon. Investors worried about inflation and what the economy would look like going forward sank Wall Street on Monday. Tech companies were also hit with heavy losses, the Dow down 643 points. The Nasdaq lost under 324 points. The S&P 500 was off by 90. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we dive right into it. We go to Arizona, one of my favorite places, KVOI. That's where she listens to us. And in Tucson says, "Oh, Kate, my daughter narrowly avoided the disaster in this tiny town of Duncan. She has two friends that are there. The monsoons were particularly nasty to the people in that part of the state. There was terrible, terrible flooding there. There's been flooding that's impacted all kinds of parts of Arizona, but it really was catastrophic there. And when she was describing to me what it was like, I was so incredibly worried. Her and her friends got out, and that community is really bonded together, but they had to evacuate close to 70, 80 people over the weekend, and houses were just completely swamped with water because of a river that's there that reached that major kind of flood stage, you know, where the rivers pour over, and that's what's happened in some parts of Arizona. I'm sure in so many of these other places in the country, the rivers, creeks, etc., overflowing. And one thing that isn't often talked about that has really caused a lot of havoc with people because of this wet monsoon season all over the valley is there's mosquitoes galore that are popping around, seemingly somehow getting inside your house even. It is a nightmare if you know anything about mosquitoes, because it's just a breeding ground for them. So this is the gifts that come with the monsoon. We have monsoons. We have monsoon season, but this has been particularly rough for the people overall, the people in Arizona and other parts of this part of the country, including Utah, because I know that you saw what happened in Utah as well. Yeah, you know, and I've got people that also wanted to tell me about Dallas, but there's that Arizona hiker that was actually missing because of that Utah flood in Zion National Park. And, you know, in the Southwest, Arizona gets it, Utah, all those places can get terrible monsoons that pop up. And she's right when you're talking about rivers or areas that can overflow. And this hiker's been missing since Friday. She didn't return from her hike, so that's a very, very sad story. So many people get that opportunity to take a hike through what they call the Narrows. It's on my bucket list as a place to go through. It's incredibly beautiful. And the concern is she didn't return from this trip, but her brother said that she cannot swim. So Jetil Angnahori can't swim. So imagine she's excited, they're hiking, and then something like this happens. Well, and torrential rains, it's been awful. So Jack, who is listening to us in that Dallas area, says, Kate, you know I've been listening to the show for quite some time. I know that you know a lot about Dallas, having lived there, and trust me, your suburb might have been partially underwater, as I know you live near a lot of creeks and rivers as of just a few months ago, and downtown looked like a water park. It was a nightmare for people who didn't think it was as bad as it was and decided they had to get to work, you know, the people who worked the funky hours, and then the people even in the morning who weren't paying attention to what was going on. And it's just the big dry out now at this point. It was the much needed rain that came with too much attached to it. If we could have just had a little bit instead of an entire summer's worth of rain, it would have been much better. Yeah, isn't that the kick in the pants, right? So you desperately need something to break up the drought, and instead you get this 1,000 year flood that you never have never seen, where you see 9 inches of rain pouring into Dallas in what seems like a matter of minutes. It wasn't a matter of minutes, but it's pretty quickly. And this thunderstorm started. It was kind of slow moving on Sunday night, and then, you know, into Monday, that's what you got. You had the highest 24-hour rain total in 90 years. So just one person dead that we know of, but lots of flash flooding and rescues. It just awful, awful, awful. And it's interesting because I don't know if any of you have ever sold a house and you've moved to another place and you have a good relationship with a person who moved into your house, what I think is wonderful. And the young woman who moved into her house had just a cute little girl that could walk across to a school in our area. And we were thinking about them today because we have had a long driveway that would flood. So, I mean, it would start to seep in through the garage, and then the concern was coming into the house. So I'm sure I reached out to them. I don't know, but I'm sure that they had some issues with that, because when you have 9-10 inches of rain in a short period of time, you're going to see that parts of your suburbs, and this is what happened, got submerged, you know, where the water was up to people's waist, or maybe not up to their waist, but it was forcing water into homes, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, just crazy. Brought that city to a standstill, and the airport on top of it. All right, this one's from Joe, who says, hey, Kate, this whole thing about the Mauro Nuzzo, that's what I'm calling it, it's like a circus. And it's a circus all the way around on this. I guess the former president, had 300 classified documents supposedly at his house. And now there's going to be this master, if they approve it, who's going to go through the documents and be able to pull apart what's not supposed to be taken away. And it just seems like such a charade, especially since they have gone into that residence several times. Why wouldn't they have taken all of this at once? Was there secret memos that were released about, wait, you forgot this part of it? It doesn't really make a lot of sense why you had 30 FBI agents that had to jump onto that property, too. And what was in the warrant? You're right. We want to know what's in the warrant, and that's why so many media companies sued to get the release of that affidavit, so we can find out what is the scoop, what was there, why would they have gone back that third time and made such a show of it, what could possibly have been in there that was missed, and what will happen when this special master combs through supposedly whatever those items are that would get returned. It just really piques your curiosity, don't you think? And this could go either way. It will rev up those that are pushing on the Republican side for the former prez to be reelected and those who don't want to see him reelected. So it's more of the same push-pull over what's going to happen with the Republican Party next time around in running in 2024, and what is that going to look like? Well, yeah, it adds to the cartoonishness of it. It does. And it's so much legal wrangling. I'll tell you, any of the lawyers connected to this, their firms are making a bundle. Because all the way around, it's constantly about taking this to court and unsealing this or not unsealing this, or can we see a list of what it is? What led to the affidavit? It's just a bizarro world. It is. It's bizarro world. And it's important because it's just kind of galvanized everybody. What is it that we're going to see with these? What are these 300 classified documents? First of all, what are the documents? And the New York Times was the one who released that said, oh yeah, there's isn't it interesting how things leak? There's 300 classified documents, and what are the classified documents? What was there in this grab and go, right? Yeah, it's, I mean, I wish I could add more to it. Trust me, I have tried to lift open the lid. There is no lid to lift open. And that's why so many of the big news agencies like the Washington Post were part of that. Okay, we'll play along. We want to see the affidavit because we want to know what is there or what's not there. This one from Fitz. And Fitz says, ugh, more bleak days on the market. More downtimes in trying to, as you say, play at the craps table with your 401k. Luckily, my wife is a teacher, and she does have a 401k, and we definitely are relying on that for retirement. She's at least probably 6 or 7 years away from retirement. But watching this roller coaster, boy, I hope we end on an up note, Kate Delaney. I hope you do, too. And I wish I could look into my magic eight ball, which, let me shake it. Ask again later. It can't tell me what's going to happen 6 years down the road. The Dow ended on Monday with a dump of almost 2%, 640 points. The S&P 500, these are indexes. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell to, both of them over 2%. And there was a four-week upstreak, though, right? So the markets rebounded in part of the summer. It's a pendulum. I mean, that's why I call it the craps table. It swings back and forth. Negative news drives the pendulum. That's what you need to know. So there's concern that the Fed isn't done with rate increases. Remember, the Fed lifted rates by 0.75 percentage point. In both June and July. And so that affects housing especially. And that's that pendulum. That's the craps table that we deal with. And especially teachers, other people that have pensions, that have 401ks. Yes, you care about what happens to that money because it's part of your retirement. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Thank you.
of those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A book we're going to talk about, in fact, a series of books, The Girl with the Lightning Brain. Cliff, it's great to have you back on the show, and I know a lot has been happening since we last talked to you. People loved our last conversation, so catch us up. What's been going on?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me back on your show. And since the last time we talked, I have completed the 5-book Lightning Brain series, of which the first book is The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and I've also completed its sequel 3-book series, which is called The Keepers series. And in addition to that, I become the writing coach for one of my marketing partners, Prime Solutions, and I have many videos posted on my YouTube podcast channel.
Wow, so you're busy. So quickly, tell us where people can find those videos. What's your podcast channel?
All someone has to do is go into YouTube and Google CLIFF space RATZA, and what should come up first will be a circle icon picture of me, where, and it's called Coach Writing Coach Cliff Ratza.
Great. So we'll be able to find you that way, obviously, under your name. Very, very easy to do that. So let's talk about that series, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, starting out there, and what's it all about. Tell us about the character and what the series is about.
Sure. The Girl with the Lightning Brain and the Lightning Brain series traces the odyssey of our main character, Electra Kittner, from just before her birth to when she's 21 years old, and she's in a helicopter crash at the very end of that book. The book is called The Lightning Brain, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, because at birth, her mother is struck and killed by a lightning bolt, and the lightning bolt rewires Electra's, because it's during birth, it rewires her neural circuitry, ultimately altering her DNA. Electra is not Superwoman. She can't leap over tall buildings in a single bound, but she's extremely smart, and within the bounds of physiology, she can sort of self-direct her development. And the world that she inhabits starts in 2187, and the world has a perfect storm going on. A viral pandemic caused by a mutant man-made virus that escaped from a Chinese laboratory, Middle East terrorism, and a harsh government. America's still a democracy, but we have a rather harsh president occupying the White House.
Wow, so a lot of mirroring some of what we're seeing, which I love that. And when you sat down to write this, and you, I mean, you're a prolific writer. You've written your whole career, even with your company and when you were doing marketing consultancy and all of that. I mean, you've always been involved in this. And now here you are really pouring out all kinds of things. Is it fun to write this? Did it just pour out of you, like I said?
Well, I don't want to write anything unless I have something of interest that I think people will like. And I've had 30 years to work on the thesis and theme of my book in high school. And I'm sure many people are familiar with The Lord of the Flies, which is William Golding's most famous novel. Well, His second novel, The Inheritors, shows what happens when human beings are threatened by extinction. And it took me 30 years to come up with a good way of showing that. And that's this perfect storm of viral plague, Middle East terrorism, and harsh governments. They are threatening humanity. But again, it's done very realistically.
Yeah, and that's the part that I think is so easy to get involved with your stories and your series. And you mentioned the follow-up, The Keepers. Tell us about The Keepers.
Well, The Keepers series extends the first series, and it starts in the year 2157, which is 20 years after Electra Kittner vanishes in a Middle East dust storm. And the series continues Electra's odyssey through life as she picks up from the pieces that have been dormant for 20 years and adds a whole new cast of characters, allies, and adventures. And there's plenty to contend with because the world continues to be turbulent.
Boy, isn't that the truth? When you you know, when you set out on this, and you said it, it's about wanting people, entertaining is part of it, wanting people to read it. What ultimately do you hope is the takeaways for the Lightning Brain series and for The Keepers?
Well, the overarching theme of all the series is that no matter how exceptional a person thinks they are, they can always become a victim. Trapped in a world that doesn't understand them. And what everyone has to do is make the best of it using some type of practical and pragmatic philosophy for getting through the day and getting through life.
Yeah, what a perfect way to end this. Absolutely. That sells it. That brings it home for sure. Well, we can't wait to see what you come up with next. And, of course, you can get this series on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Cliff, it was great to catch up with you again.
Well, much for interviewing me, and maybe the next time we can talk about my next series.
Yeah, you know what? We'll let you just give us a little taste of that before we go. So tell us about the next series.
The next series is called the Reset Series, and it will pick up right where the Keeper Series leaves off, but because the cliffhanger ending at the end of the Keeper Series, our main character has to reinvent herself again. So she has to reset herself, and doing that will give readers and audiences something brand new to look at.
Ooh. All right. Well, we look forward to that, Cliff Rats, until we speak again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we move from Cliff to a beach in Thailand. Imagine this. I mean, listen, police all over the world, they respond to calls, and there are different codes. In the United States, it would be 1054. There's a dead body. So, wow, they get this phone call that these beachgoers have stumbled across a dead body. It's a woman whose legs are in the sand, and she's partially exposed, naked, and covered from the top of her torso up toward her head. There's a shirt covering her head, and they're hysterical, and they're calling the Thai police. Paramedics and police officers rush to the scene. They come across the victim, and the victim is a sex doll. Yeah, mic drop moment. Seriously. And I looked at the photographs of this doll. Definitely realistic. If I was far away, or even kind of close, I would look and think the very same thing. That's how realistic this doll was. They're called AV Idol. They're Japanese model dolls, and they can get up to $500. And the photo has that people took shows the doll laying with a piece of clothing, like I discovered, covering its head. Turns out, if you lifted the shirt, you would see that the doll's head was missing. And police think the product was dumped in a canal or river. It made its way to the sea and then washed up on this popular beach and ended up looking like that. And they do say that it's not the first time that passers-by on a beach have mistaken a sex doll for a dead corpse. And, I mean, seriously, you had people calling there, 999, someone's been killed, someone's thrown in the bushes, and they can see that bushes/beach, that that it's a body. And so, again, the scramble, the response, and turns out it was just a sex doll. That's how realistic this doll was. I have nothing else to say about that. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Nathan Reeder, for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.